Mum says to the kids, it's so great to have someone like you in our family because you're so helpful. Maybe dad says to mum, I'm so glad to have a wife like this. She's so helpful. Look at verse 23. It says down there, her husband is respected at the city gate where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She's helping him to do his work. And we're going to learn a bit more about her work in just a moment. So as we think of the Proverbs 31 woman, the first thing about her is that she is awesomely helpful. And this is something that we can all pray for God's help to be more like ourselves. And this is something that doesn't come naturally. It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, who, of course, was the most helpful person in laying down his life for others. And by his Spirit, we can become more helpful as well. We can become more precious than rubies, which is something that wisdom itself is like in this book. Now, who wants to open our second one? Now, my family have told me to look for people at the back, because if you sit at the back, you don't always get seen. Anyone at the back like to come and open a parcel? Brilliant. Yes, Rarish, come on through. Rarish has got one, and it's B. So while Rarish and Katie and Lucy open up this one, maybe Lucy, you can hang on to the microphone. And Rarish, it would be great if you could read for us the Bible verse that you can find in there. This woman is not just awesomely helpful, but she is also brilliantly hardworking. And that comes across again and again in these verses. In verse 13, she's getting her family clothes. In verse 14, she's getting them food. In verse 15, she's working while they're asleep. In verse 15, she's not lazy. She's not waiting for someone else to bring her breakfast in bed. She's up the first one. And what has she got here? Okay, Rarish, what have we got in your parcel? Do you want to speak into the microphone? Just turn around so that we can all see you. That's great. And do you want to read for us what that verse says?
She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamb does not go out at night.
Thank you very much. That's brilliant. And what are these things here?
Gloves.
They're gloves. They're kind of gardening gloves, because she's really hard at work, not just in the home, not just in the garden, but actually in business as well. Her trading is profitable. This woman is incredible. Not only is she awesomely helpful, but she's also brilliantly hardworking as well. Solomon is showing us something that when you're a wise person, you're a hardworking person. Maybe some of you guys are at school or at preschool, and sometimes it's a bit difficult to do your work. You just get a bit distracted. I get a bit distracted as well. Or maybe some of you have got homework to do and you just, it would be so much easier to be on your phone. In fact, maybe some of the adults at work, they are on their phone when they should be at work. But with God's help and the help of the Holy Spirit, we can be more like this woman, which is to be brilliantly hardworking. Let's go for our third one. Thank you, Rarish. Let's have someone else. Zadok, yep, great. Zadok, come on up. And we're going for the third one. Do you want to open the third one? It's a bit girly, I'm afraid, but it is the Proverbs 31 one. Yeah, go for it. You want to take the next one? Okay, no worries. Then, Zadok, you sit at the front and you can take the next one. That might be a bit girly as well, but that's okay. Let's have, I've almost forgotten your name, Aurelia. Aurelia is going to take the girly one. And let's see what we've got in this parcel. While she's opening up, this is going to go on the Proverbs 31 woman. The C is for caring in generosity. Caring in generosity. This woman is amazing. She's kind to the poor. She's putting some food in the food bank. She's sneaking extra money into the church hardship fund for someone in need. She's buying a homeless person a cup of tea. And with God's help, we can all be like this. We can all be caring in generosity. Right, okay, what have you got there, Aurelia?
It's a handbag.
It's a handbag, and what's inside? Do you want to pull out that verse?
There's a person here.
Shake it around, what's in there?
Money.
That's Martha's money, so we'll keep that safely. And what do you want to read out that verse for us?
She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy.
Fantastic. Put that verse inside. And then do you want to put that round her neck somewhere, her handbag?
A handbag?
Fantastic. Let's put that there. That's great. Fantastic. She's getting a bit overladen, but that's okay. So she's awesomely helpful. She's brilliantly hardworking. She's caring and generous. She uses her money to help other people. And D, She's diligent in planning ahead. Zadok, it's your turn now. I think you're going to like this one. Let's have parcel D. And just while you're finding it and opening up and finding that Bible verse, and Lucy, maybe you can help Zadok with the microphone so that he can read out the verse for us. She's diligent in planning ahead. She's amazingly careful. She is preparing her family for when things go wrong. Maybe she's got extra medicine in the medicine cabinet. Maybe she's got extra food in her freezer just for when someone else comes for lunch that she wasn't expecting. And what's she got here, Zadok? She's got a...
There's diary planning.
Diary planning. Hold it up. She's got a diary. There it is. In the olden days, it would have been a file of
facts. Verse 21. Well, it knows...
Read it out for us. That's fantastic. Verse 21.
Verse 21. In the epilogue says, when it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet.
All of them are clothed in scarlet when it comes to the snow. That's brilliant. Do you want to put that in her handbag as well? Fantastic. So she's got her diary in there as well. Maybe it's an online diary now. That's fantastic. That's great. Yeah, let's put the Bible in there as well. Bible verse. We don't want to lose that. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Well, she's planning ahead. Now, you probably all remember that when it snows, like the whole country breaks down, the trains don't happen, and one snowflake on the line is enough to shut everything down. Probably the same in Israel. They weren't used to having snow. So when it snowed, everything went a bit wrong. But with this woman, she's planning ahead for when things go wrong so that she's prepared to help in that situation. She's diligent in planning ahead. She hasn't put off to tomorrow what she could do today. She hasn't maxed out on her mortgage so that if the rates change, she isn't in a disaster. She is ready for the financial crash. She's ready for the next lockdown. She's ready for the cost of living crisis. She's planning ahead. She's a very impressive woman. There's no woman that's quite like this woman because she's an idealized woman, but we can all learn from her. And maybe each of us can take one of these things away. Right, now we've got one more. Everyone is being super encouraged. Erin, do you want to go for it on number E? Do you want to open up present E with Katie's help? And then maybe Lucy can read for us the verse that is inside that. Now this one, she is excellent in giving advice. She's excellent in giving advice. So this woman, she's teaching the Bible to her kids. She's got great advice at the school gate. She's an amazing Proverbs 31 woman. Now, what have we got inside that parcel, Erin? This is a tricky one. Well done, Katie's helping. This is tricky. Now, what can you see in there? Oh, Erin, do you know what that is? Say that again.
A phone.
It's a phone. It's a mobile phone. Do you want to hold it up as high as you can? Yeah, that's it. Brilliant. Thank you, Erin, very much. It's a bit high to reach out there, isn't it? Everyone see that? Let's give Erin a round of applause. So we'll put the Sony phone in there, top of the range phone. And she is excellent with giving advice. She's always on her phone. And when she's on her, well, she's not always, but when she's on her phone, she's giving brilliant advice. She's telling people how to read the Bible. She's on social media, but she's not just tweeting lots of negative stuff and cynical stuff. She's really encouraging and helpful to other people. Now, I can see a couple of people at the front who are all looking to help me with the last one, which is the key to it all. But just put your hands down for a minute, because I wonder what the key to it all is. I wonder what the key to being wise is, because this woman has got the key that unlocks all of the other things. If I could ask the musicians up to the front, our next song is going to give us a clue about what the key to it all is. So listen into this song, sing along, and then we'll see if we can figure out what F stands for in the final one of the Proverbs 31 woman. Let me just spin that round. So that we are. Well, I can see some hands that are up here already, and I think they've already figured out what the F stands for in this. And I wonder if maybe Jemima and George could come to the front and help me with the last one. Now, George, why don't you, with your sister's help, open up this last one. And, George, did you figure out what the F might stand for?
A Bible.
Oh, there's a Bible in there. Yeah?
A Bible.
Absolutely. There's a Bible. And why don't you give that to Jemima to look after? It's a very special Bible. It was given to my great aunt in 1930-something. It's a New Testament given from her father. And now, did anyone figure out what the F might stand for in the Proverbs 31 woman? Great. I think that Max has got it. Max.
Fear of the Lord.
Fear of the Lord. Let's give him a round of applause. Well done. Now, hang on. Just look at that key. It's the key to it all. Because this woman, she fears the Lord. This is the secret. This is the key that unlocks everything else. This is why she's such a wise woman. It's because she fears the Lord. Now, we've got the Bible in there. Of course, she's getting a bit overloaded there. George, do you want to read out that verse? Maybe with Mummy's help, if need be. Fantastic.
That's it. Charm is deceptive and beauty is foolish, fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
Brilliant. Give him a round of applause. Thank you, George, very much indeed. Did everyone see that? I hope you just turn in your Bibles back to page 669, and you guys can all take a seat. It says in top of the page, 669, second column, it says in verse 30, charm is deceptive. That means that you might find a woman who's really charming, but be careful, because that can be deceptive. That can tell lies. And beauty is fleeting. You might meet the most, guys, you might meet the most gorgeous woman, but her looks will fade. But if her beauty inside can grow in godliness, that would be all the more important. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. This woman is to be praised because she has found the key to it all. And that is fearing the Lord. That's what underlies all of her wisdom. She respects God. That's what that song was saying. It says to fear the Lord is to stand in awe, to love what's right and hate what's wrong. To fear the Lord is to grow in love for our great God who rules us all. So fear of the Lord is not being scared, although we do deeply respect God, but it is loving him. It's having the right perspective on who God is. Fearing God is respecting God's opinion. She is far more concerned about what God thinks of her than what other people think of her. As with that verse that we started the service with, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's what unlocks all of this. So I want us to take away two things today. I'd like you to think, which of those A to E do we most want to work on in our lives? Have a think about that. For me, it's planning ahead. I'm not very good at that. That's why I need a staff team who are so much more brilliant than me. Awesomely helpful, brilliantly hardworking, caring in generosity, diligent in planning ahead, excellent in giving advice. Which one of those are you going to take away with you this week? Have a think about that. But don't forget the key behind it all. Now, just have a look at that key. Can you look at the key? Now, I'm going to have some amazing graphics just for a moment. So look carefully at the key. Here we are. Oh, did you see that? Did you see the key has actually got a cross inside it? Because the key to it all is fearing God, and Jesus helps us with fearing God. When Jesus was on earth, we already sung about this in one of our songs, he bowed to the will divine. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, we're going to be thinking about this week in Easter week, He chose to do what God wanted. He was far more concerned about what God, his father, wanted to do than what he wanted to do. And we need to be the same. That's the only way in which we can fear God and be truly wise. It's by respecting God and wanting to do his opinion instead. Jesus wanted God's way. He feared his father, not in a running away from fear, not in a scared fear. He loved his father. He ran towards his father. But he ran towards his father in obedience and love. In fact, he is more like the Proverbs 31 woman than anyone else possibly could be, because he put all these things into practice. He was awesomely helpful. He was brilliantly hardworking. He was caring in his generosity to people around him. He was diligent in planning ahead, in doing his father's will. He even got everything organized for the Passover with all of his friends. He was excellent in giving advice. His teaching has lasted the test of time. But above all, he feared the Lord. And we need to follow Jesus and fear our Heavenly Father. But do you know what? The most amazing thing about Jesus is that he chose a wife that wasn't like the Proverbs 31 woman. He chose a wife that is like you and me. He chose his bride to be the church. Those who put their trust in him. And we get things so wrong. And we're so often not like all of this. And yet in his goodness and in his love, he loves us all the same. And when you are loved by someone who loves you like that, it changes you every day. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you for how awesomely helpful he was, for how brilliantly hardworking he was in serving other people. We thank you for his generosity. We thank you for how he planned ahead to go to the cross. We thank you, Lord, for the speech that he gave from his lips. He only spoke loving words of wisdom. And we thank you that he feared you, his heavenly Father, and he was willing to bow to the will divine. Thank you so much that he loves us even when we are unlovely. May his love change us to be more like him every day. We thank you so much for all that we've learned from the book of Proverbs. And we pray that we wouldn't just be hearers of your word, but that we would be doers as well. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Sarah and Evie to come to the front. They're going to lead us in our prayers now. And then after that, we're towards the end of our service.